From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Consumers appear to be spending a little more money. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 1.3% last month. That's more than twice the increase economists had expected. Nigel Galt is the chief economist at IHS Global Insight. He says the November sales report adds to other signs that the economy is strengthening.
Smaller trade deficit. Some signs that inventories are being rebuilt, and now a better-than-expected retail report. So all the news is in the same direction, suggesting the economy is expanding a bit faster than we thought.
The government's report came as something of a surprise because the nation's retailers have been reporting mediocre results for the start of the holiday shopping season. Five young American men are in custody in Pakistan after they left the U.S. and allegedly attempted to join an extremist Islamic group there. They're all from the Washington, D.C. area. The young men were all members of a Muslim youth group. NPR's Katie Riddle reports.
Mustafa Merriam is the director of the youth group and says he saw the boys almost every day at the mosque in Virginia where they worship together. He also led a Saturday night meeting that the boys attended. They would play soccer, go to the gym, and eat meals together. Merriam said these young men never said anything to him that made him suspect they were flirting with extremism.
We talk about basic things, girls, you know, marriage in Islam, you know. Very teenage-related things, drugs, alcohol, how to stay away from them.
He said in the future, combating extremism will be a priority at the mosque. Katie Riddle, NPR News, Washington.
In the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk, Defense Secretary Robert Gates held a town hall-style meeting today with U.S. soldiers. He arrived in Iraq yesterday after a visit to Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
At a U.S. airbase on the edge of Kirkuk, Gates answered questions about operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. He reassured the troops that American plans to withdraw from Iraq have not been affected by delays in the country's elections, now scheduled for next March. Gates met Thursday with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, and the secretary said he believed that Iraq's political leadership is committed to a united Iraq. The country is still reeling from a massive attack on December 8th when five car bombs killed over 100 people across Baghdad. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Gates also answered a question about neighboring Iran. He predicted that tougher international sanctions are in the cards if Iran continues with its current nuclear program. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Stocks are positive today after the better than expected retail sales data showing consumers have picked up their spending. The Dow is up 50 points at 10,456. The Nasdaq Composite Index up 4 points at 2196. This is NPR. The company that used to be known as Blackwater USA is denying a New York Times report out today that its security guards took part in secret CIA raids against suspected insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan. A spokesman for the company says Blackwater was never under contract to participate in such covert raids. A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that Blackwater guards provided security and moved around with CIA teams on missions in war zones, but he denied they performed CIA missions. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford's wife filed for divorce today. The move comes 6 months after Sanford publicly confessed to an affair with a woman in Argentina. A new meat-eating dinosaur recently discovered in a fossil bed in New Mexico is helping scientists understand the early evolution of dinosaurs. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
Scientists are calling this new dinosaur Tawa Hale. Bones found from several individuals show that it was about 6 feet long from snout to tail. Paleontologist Sterling Nesbitt of the University of Texas at Austin says it was probably carnivorous.
Because it had large claws and carnivorous-like teeth, so they're serrations like a steak knife.
Tawa lived about 214 million years ago, making it a very early member of a group of dinosaurs that includes T-Rex and Velociraptor. The finding is helping researchers to understand the early days of dinosaurs and supports the idea that dinosaurs originated in what is now South America and diverged into three major dinosaur lineages before migrating to other parts of the world. A report on Tawa appears in the journal Science. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.